You guys know what I'm talking about, right? It's just long-suffering hurt. I'll tell you this. Everything wonderful that happens between men and women is because somebody was vulnerable. Everything, nothing wonderful happens between men and women without someone being vulnerable. Why? Because everything wonderful is an expression of human spirit. And the only way to be invulnerable is just be a caveman or a cavewoman. in other words, just be dead. You know, just be caveman robot, cavewoman robot. No fulfillment, no satisfaction. I know this is the bad news, right? What we really want is to be wildly expressive, authentic, loved, with no risk. Sorry, I'm giving you tools. If you don't use them, you're going to have what you came in with this morning. The only difference will be is now you'll know why you have it. Right? You'll now know that instinct has all your relationships quickly don't go down the toilet. You'll now know that. See how much comfort it is. Wendy. Sorry, I get a little riled up about this. Can you tell? I hate suffering. I really hate suffering, especially needless suffering. Yes, Wendy.
In the interest of being authentic, genuine, and sincere, and sorting really quickly. Mm-hmm. So the guy comes over and he risks, and I can tell right away he's not, you know. Mm-hmm. What is the way? What are the kind, clear words to say, because he's risked, to let him know you're not the guy, we don't fit?
That's actually a great word. See, I think what you're up to is awesome, and what you want to provide is great, and it doesn't fit with what it is that I am. And in fact, it would be obvious if he says his and you say yours, the not fit would be obvious to both of you. Well, it'd be, we don't fit. If you communicate these things, what you have is the chance to formulate a partnership. This would all be in the formulation, the communicating of this and the agreeing to it between two people. That would be the formulation. Since we withhold this information for so long, that's why partnership takes so long to develop, because we don't come out with this. If you come out with this in the beginning, then you have a chance. In fact, you're even being in partnership with someone just by telling them the truth about this. Can you see that? Even if it doesn't fit, it's an act of partnership to tell the truth about these things. Now, to keep the partnership going, because partnership, it's a fragile thing. Okay, we get pulled back into instinct. Instinct is, you know, pressing, and we'll get pulled back into it. So it makes it really, really important to understand instinct and recognize instinct and be able to work with each other's instincts instead of clashing all the time. The way the hunter and the gatherer and the provider and the pleaser are going to naturally clash. So the more we can understand that, the more that we can adjust. Remember synchronicity, you know, by adjusting, being in the same time, by adjusting something. So we can adjust to each other much better, like a woman honoring a man's need for transition time, even though she doesn't need it. She comes through the door and she's home and she starts doing 10 things. Do you know? But to, by understanding men need transition time, she can honor it. So to keep a partnership going, it takes a lot of understanding. It takes a lot of understanding each other's humanity, each other's instincts. Ladies, I'm going to give you some specific instructions, okay? And then guys, I'll give you yours. So to keep the partnership going, ladies, you need to practice dating. Practice dating. One social engagement at a time. Watch the expectations you weave between the social engagements that he hasn't agreed to. And therefore, you're bound to be disappointed and upset. So practice dating. When he's expressing those possibilities of how you fit in his life, listen, oh, isn't this neat? He's charmed and enchanted by me. How great. He hasn't scheduled anything, though. So watch that listening plans and promises when there's no date and no invitation. Be responsible for the effects of the bonding hormone. Consider when you're ready to be attached to a man before you have sex. and how it will change you and change what happens next when you're relating to him. Provide quality information. Oh, anything will do.